My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two!
Oh, I hit the air horns. It's fine.
We made it to hour number two,
yeah,
Kyle.
Yeah, we did it.
We survived it.
The air horns are D'Lo and Casey's thing. I'm not hitting the air horns anymore. I mean, I'm going to hit them sometimes, but not to end an hour.
Okay.
That's their thing. Hour number two. That's James. I'm Kyle. Speaking of D'Lo and Casey, they are coming up here at noon. One of them will be here for the handoff in about 45 minutes. We're talking a ton of Kings. They fell to the Mavs on Friday. They bounced back with a win over the Jazz on Sunday. What does all of that mean? We'll take a look around the NBA. But before we do that, if you call the show, by the way, at 916-909-1320, it's 916-909-1320. That is the Farmer's Dog talk line. A healthy life starts with healthy food. We love Farmer's Dog. If you call that line, so we don't have a phone screener. I don't have a phone. I can't put you on hold. So it's just going to ring until I can put you basically on air, but I'll have you potted down.
Okay.
Potted down means turned out, so people can hear you. So if you call in, it's just ringing, ringing, ringing. Have some patience. We're working on it. Okay? Okay. Shout out to Farmer's Dog.
I would just not take your calls. Kyle's being much nicer than I would be.
I want to know what people have to say. People have good questions. People have interesting thoughts.
I got you. I don't know where the red dump button is, and I can't move quickly enough.
No,
and I would be very stressed out that I wouldn't be able to get to the dump button in time. And
it's a mechanical thing, not a caller thing.
Well, that and I've never had to actually dump a call before, so
we'll talk. It's super easy. We're good. Okay, here we go. Hey, you're on ESPN 1320. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, it's all you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm sorry. Hey, first of all, I just want to thank you guys and Jiffy Lube. I just got an email saying that I got chosen for the Jiffy Lube Player of the Game contest. Super stoked on that. Thank you guys so much. Real quick, though, my question is there any chance you guys can go over the play-in situation as far as seeding, who gets home court? It's kind of still new, so if you could just refresh that for us, that'd be great.
We will do that if you tell me your name.
Oh. Hung up on you, Kyle. That's awesome.
Oh.
What's your name? Where are you calling from? No. I'm not telling you.
Okay, well, I'm happy that he won a Jiffy Lube gift certificate.
We'll just, you know what we can do? We can just go ask, and then we'll out him. We were like, oh, that's who you were. Because we know you just won.
That's a great idea. We're doing that at the break.
We're doing that.
We're storming down.
We're going to find you.
Promotions. That's nuts.
Okay,
so. What's your name? No, I'm out of here.
Just to answer your call, Mr. I Won Jiffy Lube.
Can we pause that and talk about Jiffy Lube for a second?
Yes, of course. Oh, that's a good idea.
We have two things to give away.
Oh.
And you just heard anonymous caller.
Anonymous caller 1-1. Good for anonymous.
You won a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. And when you enter, you are also entered to win a Sacramento Kings jersey that we will be giving away tomorrow. So we are giving away the March jersey tomorrow, and then at the end of the regular season, we'll be giving away another one.
Okay.
So this is your chance to enter. ESPN1320.com. There's a Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page, front and center. You can't miss it. You want to do last night's game first, or do you want to do Friday's game first?
No, let's do Friday.
Okay, we'll do Friday's game first, because this actually goes to what we're about to talk about. So the key word for Friday's game, play-in. Two words, play-in. Because after losing to the Mavs, that is the situation the Kings will very likely find themselves in when the regular season concludes, and that's what our anonymous caller called about, and so we'll talk about that here in a second. But play in at ESPN1320.com, Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page. You click on that, enter the code word play in, two words, P-L-A-Y space I-N, and you will be entered to win a $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate, and you will be entered to win a Sacramento Kings jersey that we'll be giving away shortly.
Yep. No, it sounds great.
Tap in. Appreciate you. So let's talk play-in.
Okay. So to answer the question that was asked by Mr. Anonymous, the play-in is pretty basic. The 7th and 8th seed play each other. That'll be the first game of the play-in. Whoever, and the 7th seed, of course, whoever the higher seed is, they are the ones that will have the home court advantage. So
7 hosts 8.
Yes. So as of right now, the Kings are 7, and number 8 is Phoenix.
Yes.
The Kings would host a game against Phoenix at Golden One Center as of today. Now, they play again, and we're just doing it as of today, right?
Yes.
As of right now, they're tied at 2 apiece in standing in the season series, mm-hmm. with a 5th game because of the in-season tournament.
Right.
Now, if whoever wins a 7-8 matchup becomes the 7th seed in the playoffs, they're locked in. Whoever loses, they will host...
Mm-hmm.
The winner of the 9 and 10 game. So 9 and 10 play each other. 9, of course, will have home court advantage for that game. Whoever wins that game goes on to play the 8 seed wherever the 8 seed is playing.
Right.
Whoever loses the 7-8 is now the 8, and the 8 plays the winner of 9-10. And again, the 8 seed would have home court advantage. And whoever wins that game becomes the 8 seed in the playoffs and goes on to play the 1 seed a couple of days later.
Right. So 7-8 winner is the 7 seed.
Yep.
7-8 loser hosts winner of 9-10.
Yep.
Loser of 9-10 is out.
Loser of 9-10 is out.
Yeah. I think hosting the Suns is a nightmare for the Kings. A couple of reasons.
All right.
One, and keep in mind, you said something very important there. This is as of today.
As of today.
There's a steep mountain to climb, but it's still there where the Kings can actually make the playoffs without being in the play-in. They have to win a bunch of games and get some help down the stretch, but mm-hmm. it's still there. That's on the table. But play-in specifically, there are a million different ways this could ultimately shake out. The Kings could host the Suns. The Kings could host the Lakers. The Kings could visit the Lakers or visit the Suns or host the Warriors. Like, there are so many different ways this can go.
Yes.
Okay. So I think the Suns, hosting the Suns are a nightmare scenario for two reasons. One, Kings haven't been great at home. Struggled a little bit at the crib.
I think there are 22 or 23 wins now at home.
So they struggle a little bit at home.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you talk about officiating in a game like this. And in a one game, we'll call it a playoff, in a one game sample, if you have a player like Devin Booker, or you have a player like Kevin Durant who are very good at drawing contact, mm-hmm. at initiating contact and getting it whistled, now all of a sudden you're getting De'Aaron Fox in foul trouble, or you're getting Keon Ellis in foul trouble, or you're getting Keegan Murray in foul trouble, and all of a sudden you have this game that gets a little bit sideways because of the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I think the Suns would be really, really tough.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, right? The Suns are tough, and the Suns have players who, you know, do get to the free throw line at a pretty good clip. Durant at 5.9 attempts per game. Booker's at 6.6. These both numbers seem lower than, like, career averages. Well, Booker's at 6.8 last year, so they're sort of in line. I would hope that the playoffs would be called in a very similar way. Mm-hmm. that the games are being called right now. Just, sure, like, call us straight up, number one. But also, like, this is going to get physical and allow the physicality. I would say that Phoenix isn't super physical. Mm-hmm. That, you know, they have Nurkic, who is more physical, but again, he's not a good matchup. He actually has done a really good job of boxing out, mm-hmm, Sabonis. He's not stopping Sabonis, mm-hmm, but he's kept Sabonis from having, like, wild rebound numbers. Mm-hmm. It's just that this team has some players that you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if Royce O'Neal or Josh Okogie or, you know, these guys that came in and hit big shots against you last time, mm-hmm, will do the same thing.
And Grayson Allen.
Yeah. Well, Grayson Allen is one of the league leaders in 3-point shooting.
Dude, I know.
47%.
In a one game sample, if you told me, yeah, Grayson Allen came into Golden 1 Center and went 7 of 9 from three. Sure. Of course he did.
They're, just so you know, their top five guys are, and you can even go out
in minutes.
No, yes, their top five guys in minutes. Kevin Durant shooting 42.5, 47% from Grayson Allen, 38.2 from Bradley Beal, 38.8 from Eric Gordon, and then the guy who isn't shooting the three all that well is Devin Booker, 36.2. That's your top. And then if you skip Nurkic, and just because he's their center, mm-hmm, Royce O'Neal shooting 38.8.
My God.
So, like, this is it's a tough matchup. But, again, this is a team that hasn't been very good this year. And they've been just as erratic and crazy as, yes, the Kings have been.
No doubt.
And even we talked about, you know, the Kings are 22-15 at home. Phoenix is 23-14 at home. And the Kings are 21-16 on the road. The Suns are 20-17. So, like, I don't think that you could ask for, like, really a better matchup for the Kings.
Really?
I think this is kind of the team.
I just,
That for 7-8, like, I don't want the Lakers there. But I think that if I have to choose between the Lakers and I have to choose between the Warriors, this is probably the team.
Oh, man.
I certainly don't want the Pelicans.
No, you definitely don't want the Pels. The Pels are, get on the other side of the bracket from New Orleans and hope somebody else knocks them out.
But that's the thing.
Sure.
The Pelicans right now are the six. They're the team you're trying to track, and that's where Kings fans should know. The Kings are two games back in the loss column, but they're 0-4 against the Pelicans, so they'd have to finish a game ahead of them,
yeah,
in order to make it. Dallas is still only two games ahead of the Kings, and all of this, oh, they lost two games. Oh, it's so crushing.
Mm-hmm.
You tied the season series.
Yeah.
And so then it's going to come to conference record, and their conference record is, you know, is 29-19, and the Kings is 28-19. Like, you can still tie Dallas and still get in over them. So they're playing really well right now, but that doesn't mean that they're going to play really well,
right,
the whole
week. But you need to pick up two games on Dallas, and here's Dallas's schedule.
Oh, yeah.
At Golden State, home Hawks, home Golden State, home Rockets, who they just crushed, at Charlotte, at Miami, home Pistons, at Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
You need to pick up two games in that stretch while you're going to Boston and
New
the
York.
Knicks, and you're playing the Clippers,
okay,
you're playing the Suns, you got Oklahoma City. Like
that, Pelicans.
It's just, it's a steep, steep hill.
Yeah.
I want to continue discussing this, though, with teams ahead of the Kings, teams behind them, and what the ideal play-in scenario looks like, because I disagree with you, but we got to hit a break.
Okay.
So we're going to do that, and we'll continue this discussion on the other side. We're The Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube.
Now, back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Hey, you mentioned you're right over there.
Shoulders tightening up.
You mentioned Diamador Lenore and Brock Purdy got bonuses from the NFL, performance-based bonuses. That news broke today. I guess broke. It just got announced today. So basically what that is Diamador Lenore, a fifth-round pick, and Brock Purdy, a seventh round pick. I don't know if you know this. He was the last pick of the draft. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know.
Yeah.
Was there another guy? Was Isaiah Thomas maybe a last pick in the draft as well?
He might have been.
Just saying.
No, so those guys' contracts are very, very low as mandated by the CBA. So you don't, rookie contracts are set. There's not a lot to negotiate as far as numbers go.
Mm-hmm.
So when a player vastly outperforms their contract, the NFL has a pool of money set aside that gives those players some additional funds.
Yeah.
To compensate for their, and it doesn't count like against a team's salary cap or anything like that.
It's like 4,300 yards, 30 touchdowns. You get $82,000.
Yeah, here's an extra $100,000. Enjoy. Don't spend it all in one place.
Yeah. We also did, it does look like it's been confirmed on, there was a death in the NBA, in the NFL family.
Mm.
Former defensive back Vontae Davis, brother of Vernon Davis, has passed away at the age of, I think it's 35.
Yeah. Yeah. They found him deceased in his, so his grandmother found him deceased in his home. No foul play suspected, and the investigation is ongoing.
Yes.
Man, that's tough.
Tough stuff.
Vontae Davis will forever be a legend for retiring in the middle of a game. Went in at halftime and said, I don't want to play anymore, and was done.
Hmm.
Incredible. Incredible stuff. And our thoughts are with Vontae Davis's family and friends and loved ones. He is deceased at 35. And if any news comes out on that, we'll obviously keep you updated on that.
Yeah.
We were discussing before the break, we were discussing ideal play-in scenarios for the Kings.
Okay.
And you said that the Suns would be the ideal scenario for you over the Lakers, over the Warriors, and certainly over the Pelicans.
I mean, again, I don't know what juice the Warriors have left, but they also have the Kings number, or they have in the past, so I don't know.
So there's two sides to this, right? There's, do you want to see the Lakers, if you're the Kings, hosting the Lakers? Let's say the Lakers get the 8 seed and the Kings are hosting them at Golden 1 Center as the 7 seed. I understand the concern with A, that the play is going to be 40%, maybe more, Laker fans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one. Two, there's, hey, the league probably wants the Lakers to win this game. The league would prefer the Lakers be the 7 seed playing Oklahoma City or Denver or whoever.
Yeah, the league is running out of LeBron James years in the playoffs.
Yes.
Very quickly.
You're going to get a tough, tough whistle.
You got to beat them by 20. Like, you got to beat them by 17.
Right. But this is the thing, is they can. There's not been a situation this year where I've looked at the Kings and Lakers and gone, man, this Lakers team is really close.
Mm.
I just think the Kings are really, now it changes a little bit with Monk out because they don't have players who can guard both him and Malik Fox and De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
So with Malik out, it changes the calculus a little bit, I think. But I still, with what Domas does to Anthony Davis, I think that negates one of the Lakers' biggest strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I think it's a 39-year-old LeBron James who's played a ton of minutes in a play-in game. And I know he can still, you know, put it together for one night.
Yeah.
But just given the dominance the Kings have had over LA the last 2 years, really, I think I would much rather take that over this version of the Phoenix Suns. And with the Warriors, I watch Golden State more than any of the Lakers or the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't trust them to win a game right now. As good as Steph can be for a game, and maybe he would be in a play-in, but man, they'd be
Okay, so if I'm looking at, okay, this is kind of how I look at it, right?
Okay.
If the Kings, we're talking about the teams that are really around the 7-8. So is it possible the Pelicans? Is it possible the Dallas? Is it possible, I mean, there's a slight possibility that the Lakers catch the Kings in the final. They have 7 games. The Kings have 3.
Sure.
But the Kings are up on them 2 games in the loss column and have the season series. So the Kings would have to lose 3. They'd have to win all 7, right? Or the Kings would have to lose 4 and they'd have to go 6-1.
But it's just about, it's about, this is the Suns are more the thing, right?
Well, yeah. So what I'm thinking though is like if it's going to be a play-in, a 1-game play-in, I would prefer the Suns over the Pelicans. I would prefer the Suns over the Mavericks in a 1-game play-in. Maybe I'm crazy. But
okay, so you're doing this based on New Orleans and Dallas, not involving the Lakers and Warriors.
Well, because that's going to be the second.
The Warriors are probably out.
That's going to be the second bite at the apple. That's going to be, if you lose the first one, then that's going to be the 8 against 9 versus 10, the winner of 9 versus 10.
I'm just, I wouldn't be shocked if the Lakers, because I think the Lakers have won like 5 in a row. They're playing a little better lately.
They won 5 in a row. They lost one. They won one.
Right. They lost to Indiana. That's
so they've lost 6 out of 7. They've won 6 out of 7.
So if they're playing better, would it shock you if Phoenix slid a little bit and the Lakers climbed above them and all of a sudden they're the 8?
No, because we've talked about this. The Suns have the worst schedule. Yeah,
it's brutal.
Like, yeah.
They have all playoff or play-in teams.
Yeah, their remaining strength of schedule is a 6-31.
Yeah, the Kings are the only team they play down the stretch that doesn't have 45 wins yet.
Yeah, they have 2 against the T-Wolves, 2 against the Clippers, 2 against the Pelicans, 1 against the Cavs, 1 against the Kings.
Okay, so in this scenario so let me recalibrate we were having 2 separate discussions there.
Okay.
I was including the Warriors and Lakers in the matchup rankings.
Okay, got it.
But I'm going to put because the Lakers might catch Phoenix.
That's possible.
I don't think the Lakers are going to pass the Kings. That's not my concern.
Yeah.
But as possible matchups, if the Kings are the 7, as possible 7 or 8 as possible matchups, you have New Orleans, Dallas, Lakers, and Phoenix. I think the Lakers are the team I'm putting at number 1 for me.
Okay.
Just again, going back to the Kings have dominated them the last 2 years. I think the Kings are just a really, really tough matchup for LA. And yes, the whistle is going to be on their side and it's LeBron still.
Yep.
He might go for 40, 20, and 10 and might just eliminate you by himself.
He's going to run like the entire fourth quarter from like 6 minute mark on in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to run at the rim every single time and either dunk the ball or get fouled.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way he plays.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to him making the playoffs or not making the playoffs, that's what it's going to look
like. He's going to get the whistle every time.
He's going to get the whistle, and you've got to have a 15-point lead, and not only that, you got to keep scoring. It doesn't matter how many times he does that.
Right.
You got to come back and punch back on the other end.
Right.
And so that's where, you know, I think it's going to be difficult for anybody, for the Kings specifically, especially without Monk.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just using my last 2 years of what I've seen this team do, and if Domantas Sabonis is going to dominate Anthony Davis the way he has, particularly this year and particularly in the last 2 matchups, I just don't think the Lakers have a ton of teeth. Whereas with Phoenix, because we talk about the league wanting the Lakers to get through, they wouldn't hate seeing the Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal team get through either.
No, I agree they wouldn't hate it, but I don't think it's the same. Like, they're not media darlings like the Warriors and like the Lakers.
But at the same time, I've also not seen the Kings dominate them the way I've seen them dominate LA.
Well, that's
true. And that's kind of what I come back to.
But the Kings were up 2-0 on Phoenix early in the season, too.
Sure. And then smoked a big lead against them.
Yeah. So I think that they've played them tough.
Mm-hmm.
But this isn't the same Kings team. Like, the Kings just lost one of their best players and another rotational player, and we're going to have to see what they look like long term.
All right, we'll continue this discussion looking ahead for the Kings. Also, maybe the best college basketball of the year happening tonight. We will discuss that, and we'll have the handoff coming up. And we have some more stuff to give away. We have so much to do in the last half hour, so we're going to break now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I don't want to say we've been avoiding it.
Yeah?
But we got to talk about the mold monitoring.
Oh, we do.
Like, we've kind of talked about who needs to step up and stuff, but we've not talked about the
reason why
the just kind of disaster that this is for the Kings. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give something away,
okay,
and then we're gonna talk about that. So before we discuss the Malik Monk injury, we are going to give away another $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate, and we are going to get you entered to win a Sacramento Kings jersey. So this entry will go towards the April jersey, which we'll be giving away at the end of the regular season.
Okay.
We will be giving away the one for March. We'll do that tomorrow. So get your entries in today for the April jersey, which we'll be giving away in just a couple of weeks. Man, only a couple weeks left in the regular season. That's crazy.
8 games.
All right, man.
Wild.
ESPN1320.com. Same place you just were earlier. If you missed it, the first code word of the day was play in. That's 2 words. So play in was the first one. Go to ESPN1320.com, the Jiffy Lube Fast Break contest page, front and center. You can't miss it. The $100 gift certificate for last night's game will be given away to a winner who enters the code word Hello Kitty. It was Hello Kitty night at the game. Apparently a roaring success. They sold out of everything. The tote bags are going for literally tens of dollars online.
Tens of dollars.
And frankly, Megan in promotions goes, what's the code word for yesterday? Hello Kitty. Like, that's a great idea. It is now.
It well is done. Now.
So thanks to Megan. Thanks for promotions. Hello, Kitty. 2 words. HELLOKITTY.
All right.
We love Sanrio here. Sanrio, sponsor the show.
There we go.
All right. So Malik Monk got hurt Friday night. And I think that's part of why you talked about this earlier. Losing to the Mavs put the Kings 2 back, but they're still tied in the season series. So if they wind up tied at the Mavs, there are tie-breaking procedures that would still allow the Kings to pass them in the standings if they finish tied. But on the other hand, I think part of the reason that it felt so devastating is because of the news that came out that Malik Monk has a sprained MCL and is out 4 to 6 weeks. Like, that is crushing, given what we've talked about with this team all year. And we can talk about Malik Monk and Harrison Barnes and secondary scoring, and okay, that's all great. But how many times have we talked about Malik Monk being kind of the heartbeat of the team and the emotional fulcrum of the team? And when you lose that, you're not only losing his playmaking and scoring off the bench, but you're just losing this pop that nobody else on the roster really brings. And that's tough to replace.
Kyle, you're losing a pop that no other playoff team has.
Yeah.
Right? It's something different. Like, yeah. Norman Powell's had a really good season.
Yeah, but come on.
But he's not Malik Monk.
No.
And so when you lose something that no one else in the league has, it's basically a second De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, when you lose that, it's gut-wrenching. And number one, like, I didn't like the play that he got hurt on. I thought that Luka tried to draw a foul and then flopped and then fell on Malik while flopping and injured his knee.
Yeah.
And I thought it was Bush League, and I thought there were multiple times in that game where Luka did something that was egregiously, like, very well could have injured somebody.
Out of control and reckless.
Yeah, could have injured somebody while he's flopping or he's doing something. And then he always goes over, oh, sorry. Oh, are you okay? Are you okay? It's like, hey, man, how about you just stop doing that?
Sure.
And so, like, that's the first thing. Watching Malik Monk get up off the court and, you know, jog to the locker room, I was really surprised when we started to hear it was an MCL sprain.
Yeah, when they ruled him out, it was...
Instantly, like, it was, man, like, what?
That's...
And that's probably why you lost the game. Like, the Kings would have... I think this score... Well, first of all, they lost by one possession at the end of the day. They lost by 4 points.
Free
throws. Yeah, but, I mean, realistically, the Kings had a shot to tie it, and then they got a rebound back, they turned the ball over, and ball game, right? But I don't think the game would have been like that if Malik Monk was there. Malik wasn't having, you know, he didn't play enough to let you know whether he was having like a crazy Malik game or not. He only played a minute 26, but he had a fire in his step. He had a pep to him, and it was like, okay, I want to see what this looks like.
If you're asking, if the question is like, hey, would Malik Monk have showed up when the lights were super bright?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, probably. Maybe he misses some shots. I don't know, but
yeah.
You feel much better about that game with Malik Monk as part of the closing lineup versus Keon Ellis.
Well, I mean, look, you scored 17 points off the bench without Malik Monk's number. Yeah. Like, you could use Malik Monk in that game, and we all know how much he means to the team. I mean, I think that game would have had, at least it would have had a slightly different tone. And we're talking about a slightly different tone where you lost by 4 points. So, I mean, could you have won that game? Yeah, you could have won that game. I think more importantly, though, is that you just feel like when the news hits, and then, you know, again, it's they're going to reevaluate him in 4 weeks. And this is why, like, knowing what grade sprains are and stuff matter, because Trey Lyles just missed like 2.5 weeks with an MCL sprain. It's the same injury. But we're not going to get reevaluation on Malik for 4 weeks. So clearly his grade of sprain was higher. But this is like, it's such a blow because you don't know how they recover from this. You don't know what's next. And there is no one that can just magically step up. It has to be by committee, but it also has to be, this is a moment where, like, Keegan Murray, it's like no more kids gloves, man. Either you show up or your team's going to lose.
Yes.
Straight up, dude.
That's it.
Like, and I would love to tell you that De'Aaron Fox is going to backpack this team for the next 8 games. I don't know if anyone's noticed, De'Aaron Fox hasn't backpacked this team for a month. Maybe more. He hasn't had a De'Aaron Fox game. He hasn't broke 30 points in what feels like a while. And even if he did, it was like barely over 30. Like, it's going to have to be Keegan. It's going to have to be Harrison Barnes.
1,000%.
There are no more excuses, Harrison Barnes. You can't take 6 shots or 7 shots in a game. It is what it is. You have got to go out there and play. And then even if you say that, and you're going to get more from Keegan, you're going to get more from Harrison, you still have to make up for Herter as well. So I'm going to need something else from you, Keon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need something else from you, Kessler Edwards. I'm going to need something from Trey Lyles. I'm going to need maybe a Sasha Knight. Like, if this team is going to win, it's going to have to be, number one, your stars are going to have to be better than they have been, which is really good. And then these other guys, everyone else is going to have to be way better than they have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remove any, because I don't think it's a hot take to say Malik Monk is the number two scoring option for the Kings.
Yeah.
And that's, you remove any playoff team's number two scoring option, there's going to be significant dominoes that fall.
Ripple effect.
That's that ripple effect. Thank you. That is a major, major deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, now some nights Malik went for 25, other nights he went for 11.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been struggling shooting it a little bit lately, but you knew what you were getting night in and night out from a competitive standpoint from Malik Monk. And without that, like you said, there's a path there for sure. But do you want to go into a play-in or playoffs relying on Trey Lyles stepping up or Sasha Vezenkov stepping up? Or like at this point, how confident are you that Keegan Murray is going to be that dude? We've been waiting on Keegan Murray to do that on a consistent basis all year.
Yeah.
And maybe removing Malik from the conversation doesn't. Maybe now there's no, go, oh, he's going to defer to De'Aaron and he's deferring. Maybe now it is... It is going to give him the runway to be that player they need him to be. But until I see it, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, they're fine. Because they're not. Right now, it's not fine. The path is there, for sure. We saw Harrison Barnes step up last night. And Keegan, frankly, step up last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's against a shorthanded Jazz team. But that's a start. Okay, great. What do you do against the Knicks? What do you do against Boston on the back end of a back-to-back? What do you do in a series if you're down 0-2? What do you do in a play-in if you're down 10 with 8 minutes left? Like these are the things where I just trusted. Like, yeah, Malik is going to be there. Malik's going to shoot it.
Yep.
What was the bless you? What was the game where the Kings get a stop at the end? Was it the Spurs and Malik started to dribble in and then pulled back out and shot a three? Is that the Spurs game? That's the Spurs game.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the kind of thing that I don't know if anybody else on the team is doing that. Bless you again. I don't know if anybody else on the it's the handoff sponsored by Zyrtec. But Kenny Caraway joining us shortly. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is it's there, but who do you trust on a consistent basis to do that? And right now it's nobody.
Well, that and Kyle, like what I was saying earlier is like Fox, over his last 12 games, is averaging 22.9 points per game. He's broke 30 once, and he scored 31. Like, this is where...
He needs to be up, and I know this is...
It's go time.
I need 30 a night. Like, I need that.
I might need more.
I need that kind of player.
I need 34.
And the reason I'm saying that is because, for me, I think he's capable of that.
Oh, of course.
I'm not going to sit here and go, hey, that's an unreasonable number to want more than 39, but like, bro, we've seen him do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did it the whole first half of the season.
Yeah. And so. specifically the thing that concerns me is I thought we'd see a little bit of a regression from him in the fourth quarter this year just because he was outrageous last year.
Yeah.
So, okay, you get a little regression, but it's what do they do in crunch time now? Because it's not going to be De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, your turn, my turn. Do they get into their offense? Is it all everybody standing around and watch De'Aaron? Is it more dribble handoff stuff in crunch time? Is it pick and roll? I have no idea. But they have a ton of questions to answer between now and the play-in or playoffs, thanks to the Malik Monk injury. Kenny Caraway here for the handoff. D'Lo and KC coming up at noon. They'll hang out with you till 4. How are we feeling post-Malik Monk injury news?
Well, you know, not feeling good about Malik not being there. That's my boy, you know what I mean? And he's vital to what they do. So don't feel good about it at all. But I also, I'm probably not as doom and gloom as everybody else. And now that's also 3 days and a win removed, right?
Like, sure.
You asked me on Friday night, you know, when it was like, oh, he didn't come back, and then you see the same the prognosis the next day.
Mm.
You know, you don't feel good, but you know, having a little time away from it, and I think everything that they're trying to achieve is still there for them. They're going to need guys to step up. They're going to need everybody to step up, even the best players to step up. But they're still capable, I think. But yeah, Malik not being there, that's a tough blow.
That's brutal. We were also talking about the play-in scenario, because there's still the path to a playoff spot is still there.
Yeah,
the mountain's a lot steeper than it would have been had they won on Friday, but it's still definitely there. But James and I got into a discussion about if you're the 7 or 8 seed, the four teams you could realistically see in that game are New Orleans, Dallas, the Suns, and the Lakers.
Mm.
How would you put those teams in order from most want to play to least want to play?
New Orleans, the Suns, Dallas, and the Lakers. So,
I thought that was your order. I was like, wow, bold. New Orleans, top of the list. Give them to me again.
The Mavericks will probably be number one.
Oh.
Who I want to face. Oh, that's tough. I'd probably say the Lakers number two.
Mm-hmm.
Suns 3 and Pelicans 4.
Why is Dallas at the top for you?
I think they could beat Dallas. Dallas is playing really well. Like, Dallas is balling out. This is no shade to them. But I think they could beat Dallas.
You have faith in Kessler.
Well, I got to tell you, he was so good. Kessler Edwards minutes, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, but
that really got me going.
Dallas, even with that game, you know, Kyrie and Luka, they made some big shots. But what it came down to, in my opinion, was the Kings had the opportunities to win that game on Friday. They didn't make shots. I was sitting with my guy Leo for the final couple minutes of that game, watching it. And it was like, hey, Luka and Kyrie can't beat you. It needs to be Derrick Jones or Dante Exum or whatever the case may be taking that shot. And if they make it, you tip your hat.
Yeah.
And I think on two possessions in a row,
that's
what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the Kings came down and they didn't cash in on their end of the floor. And then Dante Exum hits the one to put it away when he finally gets an opportunity. But, I mean, that's really what it came down to. If they would have scored, if they would have handled business at least one of those times, maybe that game is different.
Sure.
And the Exums, the Derrick Jones, those guys being out there, I'll take my chances with that compared to some of the supporting cast of those other teams.
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
But no shade to Dallas. Man. I don't. Dallas is balling.
I did not realize this is just comes from not watching a ton of Mavs recently. Luka as a playmaker is just ridiculous. Well, some of the passes he made the other night were silly.
He did make some ridiculous passes in that game on Friday. But Luka giving the ball up has been the most beneficial thing to that team.
Totally.
Getting in moments where it's like, all right, Kyrie, I'm going to give the rock up. I'm going to let you orchestrate and do some things. And he's so good. He's still able. Luka's still so good. He's still able to get his numbers and have these monstrous games.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have to be in control of every single moment of the game the way he was in the past. And I thought that was a detriment to Dallas. That was always my knock on Luka. But now giving up the ball, letting a playmaker like Kyrie cook, that's where that team is really. He's figured that out.
Yep. So,
yeah, I totally agree with you. Like, the evolution of him as a player, I think it had stalled out. Like, big deal, you can score. Like, everyone knows you can score. And someone asked earlier, hey, why is he in the top five, or I think number two in MVP balloting? Well, not balloting, but in, like, for betting odds, right? Yeah. It's because he's averaging 34 a game. Like, he's leading the league in scoring by almost 3 points a game. Or by more than 3 points a game. Like, he's really, really talented as a scorer. But to your point, the second he decided to listen and to watch watch Kyrie, because even when they first got together, I talked to some of their coaches, and their coaches are like, as soon as Luka was out, Kyrie started, everyone after that game was like, oh my gosh, that was so much fun. That's what basketball should feel like, not what we've been doing with Luka. And that was a dynamic that they really had to compete with. Could you have them both on the same roster, and would like Kyrie inadvertently destroy the team because everyone wanted to play with him more than they wanted to play with Luka. That was a legitimate concern. Like, I had conversations with people, and the answer is that Luka has like developed, that he's understood, and he's a young player, but I didn't think his mentality, like, again, we're watching him play. That's a 250-pound man falling on
he
Malik
is a
Monk.
Unit, dude.
That's
and,
not
and that,
he is enormous.
And that over the weekend got into it with Mavs Twitter a little bit. I really didn't engage, so I didn't get into it that
smart.
Much. But I had the tweet of the video of him falling on Malik Monk, and then I said, you know, flopping around and hurt somebody. And like, oh, he got fouled three times. Oh, fam. There's no need for him to be falling like that. Now, I'm not saying it's intentional or whatever. It's the nature of basketball today, which I hate. But all that falling around and all this other stuff, like you flopping around and you got somebody hurt. You need to be falling to the ground like that.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. I didn't realize he was at 34, 9, and 10.
He's balling out. He should not be the MVP, though.
No. He's six seed.
They want to get the other reason why he's up there is they want to give it to him really bad.
The media wants him to be.
They've been just waiting for an opportunity. He's given them an opportunity with his play and the way they're winning.
His numbers.
If a six seed wins the MVP, that doesn't count for me.
Technically, they're fifth now. What you think? Does that change?
Still doesn't count.
Okay. I agree.
There's just too many other. There's too many other good players having great years.
Yeah. SGA, Jokic, Tatum.
Well, that's the thing.
Giannis isn't even having a bad season. He's having an MVP caliber season.
Yeah. Do you know the Celtics are six games ahead of the Thunder, who are the ones in the West?
And they're 11 games up on the East, on number two in the East. 11.
They are so far and away the best team in the league. It's silly.
They're amazing so far this year. Amazing.
I've kind of reached a point, and we got about a minute left. I kind of reached a point with them where I kind of want them to get it. Like, you got to get over the hump.
I
don't want it for Jesse.
There's people I like Jesse. That's my man's Jesse. I like my boy Tatum. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. Sure. Those are my boys. But I don't know if I can ever formulate the thought to be like, I want the Celtics to win.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hate the Celtics. Lake Show.
Well, yeah. I mean, say what you want. I hate the Celtics more than I hate the Lakers.
And that goes back. You always have. Oh, yeah. No, that has been litigated on this show before.
But if Jesse's happy, I'd be happy with that.
That's kind of what I just don't want, like, I don't want to see Denver win.
That's boring.
Again, like that, right, that's boring. I just, there's not another team that I would like to see.
Milwaukee. Sure. Giannis. I like Giannis, though.
I'd be fine with Milwaukee. I just don't think, I don't know.
Dame gets one.
I'd be okay with that. I think I'd be okay with that. I'd be fine with that. Dame getting one.
All right.
Although Dame not having one would be kind of funny.
I want the Kings.
It'd be a little funny. in the ideal scenario for sure. who do you ranking teams? The Kings are like sixth. You're like, take it or leave it. Who you got tonight on the women's side of the bracket?
LSU and USC.
I've got LSU.
That's what I'm rooting for.
I got the 2-3 seeds. I think I'm rooting for the opposite though. I think
it's gonna be great though. It's going to be great.
It's going to be some good hoops. Yeah. And it's going to be a good show. D'Lo and KC coming up next right here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's Sports Leader. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better.
The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.